This is TWiT.
I am very excited about HoloLens. I said that before. I think for augmented reality, Trump's virtual reality. You got to play with it some more, right?
Let me kill that buzz for you.
What? No. It's coming out this fall with Windows 10.
All right. Okay.
Right?
Maybe. So let's bring up Dr. Pizza.
Dr. Pizza, who lives in a virtual world all of his own making.
Yep.
So which of these...
Yes.
Oh, you got it, Dr. Pizza.
Which is the most expensive?
Right.
Clearly the Abalor. At least cost per proof. Don't put it in Coke.
See my Diet Coke?
Yeah, just a finger. No, 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 I won't let you. He's going to pour it in his Coke.
I think he should. Hold on, guys, in defense of Peter.
Give him something cheap. Wait a minute, I got Yamikaze. Hold on.
Let Peter be Peter. That's all I'm asking.
Let Peter be. I got some bullet bourbon. You can use that. how sweet it is.
Oh, that is good.
All right, thank you. Peter Bright, ladies and gentlemen.
Whiskey and Coke as God intended.
Yeah. So I understand they had demos of the HoloLens again this time. And this time it's not the big developer unit with wires and a booty pack and all of that. This is a standalone, right?
Right.
Correct.
Still as impressive as last time?
So I did not try it this week because there are very limited slots to try this thing.
Right.
And it was hard to get a slot. But I can tell you when Paul and I think Peter also was there in January when we got to try it.
Yeah.
We were very positive about it, right?
Yeah. You remember it was awesome because I'm rarely positive about anything.
You hate everything.
And,
I liked it too.
I enjoyed
even
it
though I'm not that kind of a gaming type person.
It's not gaming. It's a new
It's
new
gaming.
Business.
But you could see through the prototypes a visual field of about this big.
It was
now.
Yeah. It didn't cover your visual field.
No.
But
now
it was
tell them what it's like now.
It's like maybe
smaller,
sort of like that.
It's even smaller.
It's so frustrating. So the one we used yesterday,
it should fill your whole field of vision.
Is awesome in every way. It was more comfortable. The sound was incredible.
The sound wasn't. That was the best part.
The tracking was good. The picture was actually really good, but the field of view.
And we should say this is augmented reality, which means you're seeing the room you're in.
Right.
And stuff is superimposed on top of it.
Here's the way I would describe it for, looking at the table. If those bottles were a hologram and these bottles were a hologram and these bottles were a hologram, in January, you would see them. They would just be there.
Yeah.
In the current one, all I can do is see part of this. And to see the other ones, I have to really move around.
And because of limitations of the standalone hardware, do you think? Or is that something designed?
That is a good question.
Yeah.
So...
maybe they don't want people to be disoriented.
Right. So you could imagine there are reasons not to have it.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't want things in your peripheral vision.
So this isn't VR, so you can still see out. But if the screen actually
has a wall.
Picture, it's pretty opaque.
Yeah.
So if it covered everything, then yes, you would be possibly able to see what's around you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I can see there is a case to have around the edge, make sure that there's enough peripheral vision. But that's not enough to justify the limits.
So you're saying this is like tunnel vision.
That's
interesting.
I'll tell you what I heard from one of my sources. I heard this isn't the final field of vision.
Right.
It isn't now because every single person used to complain.
They took it off and they threw it to the ground.
By the way, I put it over my head and I saw that little window and I took it off and the guy said, "What's wrong?" I said, "This thing's broken." And he looked at, he put it on his head, and he said, "No, that's right." And I said, "You're just seeing a little window?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "That is not what it looked like in January." Great. I was really excited about this thing.
So I don't know how many demo units they had at Build 500 or 1,000.
Every single one on Earth was there.
1,000 or so.
Yeah.
But there weren't enough of these, obviously, to give everyone, even though they kind of set it up in the keynote, and we have thousands of these devices, and you can try them at Build.
They're still being very secretive, so again, no cameras, no recording devices.
Right. When you go to see this, you have to lock your phone up, you have to lock
everything sat in a room and chatted, we're making this all up.
Right.
There's
going to be a lot of changes. I think at E3, you're going to hear a lot more, maybe get the dev kit, right? Maybe. maybe.
E3?
That's, I don't know. That's like maybe. In a few months.
No. It's not a... No, that's a gaming show.
It's a gaming device.
No, I think they want to say it's not a gaming device.
They want to say it's not a gaming
device. Oculus Rift is a gaming device.
I think they're right. I mean, it has gaming applications.
Yeah.
For Minecraft, for instance. Tabletop gaming.
But like the demos they're showing are all like... Industrial.
You're not going to play Call of Duty in this thing.
Someday there will also be applications for this thing. Just, it reminds me of Kinect, right? I think it's going to start as a gaming
Kinect
thing.
The Kinect comparison is apt because with Kinect, the story was we're going to do this.
Right.
And then when we did this, it was terrible. But the one thing that Kinect did really well was voice control.
Yes.
And now that's kind of the big feature.
Oh, no, two things Kinect did really well. Voice control and also mapping the environment around you. And the spatial mapping in HoloLens
is amazing.
It's really
that's
neat.
In fact, that was almost bone-chillingly awesome. Yeah.
What is that? Tell me about that.
So HoloLens has got IR lasers and sensors, cameras in it. And
it's kind of a Kinect pointed out.
Right. And so it'll see that there's a table here and people there, and it will create a kind of 3D mesh representing these things that then 3D graphics and physics engines can interact with.
But they showed it to us, which was cool. So, you know, in other words, in the early demos, you'd see some balls in space, and you would tap it, you know, virtually, and it would fall. But it would
fall through the table.
It would disappear because it didn't understand the table was there.
Yeah.
But when you turn on this mapping, what do they call it?
Spatial mapping.
It bounces?
First of all, you see the mesh fill out, so you see things.
Yeah.
You can see how it's – it looks like the Matrix.
Yeah.
So now the ball hits, and it bounces.
Wow.
And it goes – dunk, and it falls down on the floor. Yeah. And because there's space under there, it can roll under the table.
And it knows the floor is there. Yeah. It will hit the floor.
It's really impressive.
So it didn't do that before.
No, it did, but we didn't understand how it was doing.
Right,
you know, it was that was because the one effective part of the demo we got, and I think you did how long was yours?
Like 2 hours.
Yeah, so we did the same demo. Was that they stepped you through one feature at a time, right? And so by the time they got to that, they kind of turned that on. It was like that is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, that part was really cool. This thing here,
so
the robot.
Can you show? I don't know, Alex. Do you have capability to show my screen?
Here's the problem I have with the HoloLens.
Hold on a second.
Isn't necessarily just the little viewport thing. Although looking through a periscope is terrible.
Okay, let's back up here. So this is what you're talking about.
But think of the demo they did on stage where he said follow me in the video.
Yeah.
You follow him right, and the whole place applauded. Here's the thing, you can't see that.
Right.
When you have that on, all you can see is this little thing in front of you. So the video is following you over here. You can't see it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
so what of this are you seeing? I mean, there's
dishonest.
A little robot and some.
Well,
some
by the way,
you
would only see a little tiny.
You wouldn't see that.
You
whole
couldn't
field.
Literally see that whole thing unless you were 20 feet back.
That's not good.
It's dishonest.
So this is not what you
maybe
actually
that's
experience.
Change.
Right. Maybe it will. Yeah. By the way, if it was going to and they knew that, they would have said that to us. It's so different. Well, no, I mean, I think they would have prepped us for that.
So it sounds
you're going to see a limited.
There's two possibilities. One, it's a safety thing. They discovered that people were walking into their furniture.
Yep.
Or the other is.
Well, it could
that
be queasiness, too, right?
Yeah. Or queasiness.
It could literally be that it makes you.
You didn't feel queasy in general.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect you would because you're seeing real world objects intermingled with a virtual object. The other possibility is this is a standalone device. The one you used had a big battery pack, a big attached computer.
Yeah.
Maybe there's not enough bandwidth.
By the way, the Mars thing, right? Imagine trying to do the Mars demos that we did.
When you're only seeing this much.
Yeah. It wouldn't have been interesting at all. It wouldn't.
So
I walked out of there
see?
Blown away.
You see
away.
Mars this big,
right.
And you look over there, and it's the room you're in. And the room
I wouldn't
you're
have.
In?
I couldn't have. I would have laughed. I would have walked away from that.
Yeah.
And the way that it was in January was impressive because you could see the whole vista of Mars. I was on Mars. It was amazing.
I mean, there's clearly some point. So. Like I say, the one in January didn't fill your entire field of view.
Right.
But there is some threshold at which it becomes...
It seems
I'm
like
not,
it does, yeah.
Yeah, that's, like, for this it was like, I'm looking through a letterbox.
It robs
and
you
at
of...
And at some point, there's a point at which it's like, wow, I'm actually there.
Right. It robs you of peripheral vision.
Right.
So if there's an object over here and you're looking here, not only can you not see it, your mind doesn't process that it's there. So someone says, hey, something's to your left. You have to really look around.
Yeah.
You don't go right to it because you have no idea. Peripherally, I can sort of tell something's over there, but not when you're looking through this thing.
Well, I'm very disappointed.
Yeah, that was my goal.
I really truly thought this was going to be a breakthrough technology. And it sounds like something went wrong.
Well, hold on.
Well,
but,
here's
so,
the thing. So we know the technology works.
Yeah.
And can do that wider field of view.
Right.
And, we don't know why it's different. Like, it could be they said, we wanted to have a smaller area with a high resolution than a large area with a lower resolution. Also,
so you know, was the resolution noticeably different this time?
I didn't use it enough to get a good sense, but you know, it's possible maybe there's some technical reason and they've just tuned it differently, and you know, they may retune it.
Can you estimate what degree of vision you had?
I mean, it was like a CinemaScope display, something like that.
Yeah,
it was kind of widescreen.
There you go, well, like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the way I described it
it's
earlier
like
was
you're looking down a carton of cigarettes.
Well, no, remember you're getting closer. Not as tall.
Like a candy
bar. It's 16.9, Alex. Yeah,
no, if you played.
Yeah.
Well, it's widescreen. But if you had played Doom or Wolfenstein 3D or one of those games on a low-end machine, you had to shrink the screen down, and it would just fill in kind of bricks around it.
Right.
See, the game would be like this in the middle of the screen, and there'd be nothing around it, and then the whatever the console was at the bottom. It's like that.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, is that...
Yeah, it is that kind of thing. It doesn't say buy a 486 underneath it, but it's that kind of...
And nobody had anything to say about the sudden change in the capabilities.
Well, no, he means at Microsoft. Right.
Everybody there was like, what the hell?
Microsoft isn't saying a damn thing.
They just smiled and said, yeah.
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 Pretty much.
Yeah, that's...
Well, you make them sound evil. It was more...
Were they commiserating? Like, I know, it really sucks, doesn't it?
No.
No, not even...
That would have been nice. No.
No, just like,
or,
that's what it
is. I understand. Yeah. It's smaller now. We had to do that.
Listen, it, for all we know, it could have been whatever the sensors are in the machine that looks out. It could be.
So they have nothing to say about it.
Yeah, no.
It's at very least nothing, odd. Nothing publicly. Right, nothing publicly. Because there were NDA HoloLens sessions all over that place.
By the time we got to HoloLens in the keynote, it was fairly triumphant, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you get to the HoloLens demo, and it's like, man, you know, it's disappointing because it really was so amazing in January. Yeah. And granted, it was a giant alien headset thing with tentacles.
Well, I'd prefer the alien headset if I get a full range of vision.
I mean, the thing that we were using...
I mean, so is the Oculus Rift, frankly.
The thing we were using, I don't care about the battery life.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care about any of it because, like, it was really awesome except the field of view. And if they... fix that.
If only it wasn't,
I would buy one.
If it wasn't only site based, that
wouldn't
be a
problem.
Right,
I know. It's like this. The one. I mean,
but the sound was excellent.
Yeah. The sound was good. The picture.
Like this dictionary is great, except for the words.
It seemed like
the words are good. The definitions that suck.
Yeah.
You know, technically, it seemed to do all the right things, but just this field of view was.
Yeah.
See what happens. Yeah. Let's see what happens there.